Welcome back, everybody. Today is Tuesday of the second week of Lent.
And we continue sharing with you what stood out to us in wine, Father Fernandez's book called In Conversation with God. Today, we are talking about humility and pride.
Without humility, there is no holiness, for Jesus does not want conceited, self-centered friends in his service. The instruments of God are always humble. So right away, I just think of our friends, the saints, you know, St. Rose of Lima, St. Martin de Porres, Mother Teresa of Calcutta. When you think of them, you think these were beautiful, humble souls willing to serve, you know, the poorest of the poor. They weren't afraid to do difficult things, the things that most people wouldn't want to do.
Mm-hmm. And when I think about the saints, I don't think of them as self-promoters, but proclaimers of Christ.
Humility will spur us on to carry out great tasks, but only on condition that we never lose sight of our inadequacy and that we are all convinced, and more so each day, of our own helplessness.
Before Janelle and I flipped on cameras like this and started doing YouTube videos, we had a life outside of this. And we did many years of public ministry, traveling with an organization I started called Face-to-Face Ministries. And it was a beautiful time in our life. We weren't married, but we were traveling with a team doing these youth events. And there's one event that really stands out in my mind at the very, very beginning in a small little town called Albertville, Saskatchewan. Population, maybe 20 people. And I was asked to do a youth event, one of the first events that I did, maybe the third one. And it was just such a powerful event. But the setting was so interesting. It was in the middle of a field in an old abandoned school in the middle of February, Saskatchewan winter. So it's cold. The toilets backed up. It was cold in the room. It was a cold classroom. There was just, you know, maybe 30 kids. But what happened was so remarkable. God moved in such a powerful way that weekend that many of those young people ended up becoming leaders in my ministry to follow. And one's a Catholic priest. And I remember thinking, this just is something crazy just happened. Like, these kids' lives were transformed. Like, it just, there's something special. And I remember pulling away from that school and thinking, God, why here and why now? As I looked at the school in the middle of a field in February, cold. And I heard in my heart these words, where there's humility, there's extravagance. It was a humble setting. No one knows where Albertville, Saskatchewan is. Well, they didn't until this video. The setting wasn't ideal. There was no fancy flashing lights, no great sound system, no great plumbing. It was terribly cold. They were stuck with me. Yet in this situation, God moved in such a remarkable way. Where there's humility, there's extravagance. And you can see that is how God seems to work. Mm-hmm. You think about Jesus when he washes the feet of his apostles. He just humbly pours upon them an example of love and then says, as I have done, I want you to do. Think about how Jesus came into the world in a humble setting of a manger, and not in a palace. I would have thought a palace might have been fitting for a king, but he got a manger. And to die the most humiliating death on a cross, a criminal, yet he was innocent. Yet from that act of great humility flows great extravagance to us all. Where there's humility, there's extravagance.
If we are not humble, we can make ourselves unfit for helping those around us. For pride infects everything. Where you have a proud person, nothing goes right. Nobody is treated properly. His family, his friends, his colleagues. He expects and demands special treatment for himself because he considers himself different. One has to take care to avoid hurting his very vulnerable sensibilities. The dogmatic tone of his utterances, his ironic or sarcastic contributions to any discussion, for he does not mind anyone else being shown up in a poor light if he himself is going to come out well, his tendency to cut short conversations which arise quite naturally, etc. All these are signs of something deep-seated. It is the all-consuming egoism that takes possession of the personality when the limited horizons of one's life are centered on oneself.
Do you know anyone like this? maybe they walk in your shoes. Because this, friends, is an examination of our own hearts, not our neighbors. That's very important to remember when we're talking about humility and pride. And pride, what does God say? God opposes the proud but gives grace to the humble. And so we want to uproot pride in our life. So friends, thank you so much for watching. We appreciate your time. Please comment below what stood out to you and why. Pray the rosary up there, and we will see you
tomorrow.
See you guys.